Hey guys, we're live on the 29th of August, 2020, the year that's going to kill us all. Hi everyone, how's everybody doing out there in the wonderful streaming world out there? I'd turn cameras on, but we're waiting for Felicia, and so until she shows up, everything's kind of fucked up when it comes to the video. And you know what? It's kind of nice not being monetized anymore because now we can just say cuss words in the first minute. And so fuckity fuck fuck fuck. And
oh,
so,
we're not demonetized. We just don't care.
I don't play their games anymore. I don't jump.
You don't march for the man anymore.
Hey, I gotta ask.
Okay, gotta ask. So hang on, Joe. Oh. Before you jump in there,
yeah.
Every time that I put out a video, I've had to click on the things that say, is this video appropriate? And it's like, okay, we have cuss words in there. We talk about adult situations and we might offend. It says minority people. That's not Christians, but apparently YouTube treats them as a minority for some weird reason.
Because of course they do.
Because they're marginalized or something. So Felicia did just show up. We're waiting for her to get everything ready and we're going to turn the cameras on here in a second. So just give me a moment here, and okay. I'm not sure how.
I was just going to ask, what is the special guest shock word for this week?
Are we going to be like Pee-wee's Playhouse and have like a special word for the day where it's just like if you say...
Well. I thought so.
Hey, X, do you want me to send you that link about the Arkansas church that got destroyed by the tornadoes and they're having to build it for a second time?
Let's do that next week. I've got quite a bit of show for us this week, so
okie dokie.
So okay, and we are about to turn the cameras on. We have audio on so people can hear us talking. Felicia, how are you doing out there?
Hi, doll.
Hi.
Hi.
I am existing. How's that?
You exist. Yay!
Yay! I got whiskey tonight.
Okay, we have everybody here, and goddamn it, the names are wrong. So let me change
that. I am entirely out of patience. I just need everyone to know this.
So, hey, the person out there that always leaves comments about Felicia this, Felicia that, you know, your slightly inappropriate stuff, calm that shit down this week, please. I'm kind of tired of seeing it. It's like, guys, quit being so fucking thirsty.
Yeah, I'm not going to fuck you.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is, it's not going to work.
Yeah, trust us.
I don't read the comments. Read the comments. Like I got PTSD. I don't need that shit. I got friends who do it for me.
That fuck yeah. You? No.
Well, I mean, I've had that too. No. Read the comments. I have back in my single days and non-Rona days, because like I don't want to like come down too hard on the monogamy side.
Yeah.
But back in those days, I absolutely had like a couple of go-to friendly fucks. Like, absolutely. But yeah, I am exhausted of just being in near constant pain will really run down your patience meter.
Yeah, it laser focuses you on shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just am like, I'm so done. Like, I'm just dragging. I don't have the patience anymore. So we'll see what tonight's like, because I'm hurting tonight. So that's cool. Cool, cool. Let's do this. Woo!
Woo!
If I make weird faces, there's a reason.
Well, I've got some funny stuff just for you, Felicia.
Oh, because cool.
Aww. Our patron show, when we get into it, the secret show, you guys need to be patrons to hear that now. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait 6 months for it. So make sure you sign up so you don't miss it this week. Is Jesse Lee Peterson honestly confused about oral sex?
It's gonna be fun.
Are we
surprised? Okay. We'll get to it. Yes, I had to.
No, I love it.
Hey, everybody out there! It doesn't make you less of a man to go get that checked up on. I want to let you guys know that you can go get a colonoscopy. It's not that bad. The procedure itself isn't terrible at all. You get high as fuck.
No, the worst part is the prep.
The prep is the worst part?
The prep is the worst part.
Yeah. And let me tell you the magic key to all of that. baby wipes. Or at least flushable wipes.
Old,
yeah.
Old,
there's no such thing. No,
wet wipes, wow. though. Wet wipes.
Yes.
because you'll chap like a motherfucker, man.
Unless you've got
people with prostates. Put in
a bidet.
People with prostates, please.
Yes.
And colons. Actually, because it's colon count.
Yeah, cancer, it's everybody right? with a colon. Yeah. Yep.
Anyone with a colon. So that's everyone. Right. I've had invasive doctor things with like things go inside you since I was 15. So like get over it if you're like weird about it. You gotta learn how to get zen with it. It's not gonna be fun, but you're gonna be fine. And it's better.
You're not gonna die of something that's completely preventable.
It doesn't sound like he was like avoiding getting it checked.
He got checked, and I mean, for most people, getting checked before you're in your 60s is something that most people don't do. Unfortunately, in my family, I've had an aunt die of colon cancer, and her daughter had to get like 3/4 of hers removed, and she has subsequently died from complications from stuff like that too. But So it's very prevalent in my mom's side of the family, and I happen to get a lot of her genetics. And so,
there's not a ton of genetic cancers in my family. My aunt had one kind of cancer in her leg, which is like intensely rare. Like most oncologists will never see a case of it, right?
Yeah.
So they don't really consider that one like one to be looking out for. My grandmother had a benign tumor in her brain. My grandfather died of lung cancer, sort of. His doctor sucked. Like, he should have been able to survive. But, yeah. That was, like, a bit more complicated. But, ultimately, like, not a ton of, like, they ask about my family history, and it's just not... Like, there's no patterns emerging, right? Yep.
But this is just something you could easily... it's a killer. Colon cancer is a killer. We've learned that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get checked for it relatively easy. It's not invasive. The prep work sucks, but you can survive if they catch it at a certain time. And being 37, I remember, I think I texted you guys when I was getting this done, and they found polyps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, this isn't fun, guys. I could die.
Ugh, so scary.
Then they make you wait like 2 weeks to find out from that shit.
I know that there's like chubs on the internet who are like, you're chubby stripper. And like, they love to call me fat. But like, I've been called fat at literally every size I've been at. So I just think they just like calling me fat. But like, I must not look fat in person, because regardless of what it's said on the scale, no doctor has ever been like, have you considered losing weight? Not one. So I in person, I must not look fat.
Like, I get enough of that for you, Felicia.
Yeah. I really think it's just the way, like, cause like I have a very hourglass figure.
What's rich to me are the doctors when I'm in for a physical, and I've been bad. I haven't gone in for one of those in a while, going in for a physical, and they're like, you probably should lose weight. And I just look at them with their pot belly, 5'6" self. And I'm like, really? Are you a kettle? Should I call you black right now? I mean, or do we have to wait until the appointment's over? You know,
it's really kind of gross because,
but I'm a healthy fat. I'm not like,
well, that's just the thing.
Complications or anything, you know?
Well, first of all, studies show that, like, being slightly on the chubby side is actually good and more, like, prone to less health risk than being on the what we consider, like, healthy size.
Yeah.
They don't sit there and tell people who have, who are cut, that maybe you should gain some weight. Like, that's part of the problem, is it's not actually based in the actual science and the data. It's based on cultural expectations of what health looks like.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on fucking BMI. Don't even fucking get me started on that shit, man.
Please, yeah.
Oh, man, I remember that. I remember the doctor getting on me, and then I reminded him that Phil Heath, Mr. Olympia, had the same BMI as myself.
BMI, it's the IQ of weight.
That's, I'm going to use that. That's fucking great. Thanks, Bicycle Legs.
I was on the cusp of being too heavy for my height. When I was so skinny, I could see my rib bones and went, okay, it's time to gain a little bit of weight back. Like, but the BMI scale says that, like, my ideal weight is 118 pounds, which I have not been since I was like 14. So, and I was a dancer. I've always been fairly athletic. And like, it's like, no. That's not my ideal size. I know it's not my ideal size. I could see my rib cage and it was like, you're a little on the high side of healthy. It's like, I don't think I am. I think I'm pushing a little too skinny, actually.
Well, let's see. We've had a couple of comments from people in our chat. Frustrated Atheist, I told you, DM me. You can come on the show. Just let me know when you want to be here. Let's see. We have AJS was talking about males and his family die of two ways. With one exception, and he was murdered. Jesus Christ, you put that on a comment. we die in a war. We die in our 80s from a heart attack, and we don't seem to get cancer. So lucky you for those good genetics, except for the murder part. I heard from more than one person that the worst part is the preparation. The colonoscopy itself is easy. Yeah, because they hook you up to an IV, and they gave me propofol last time. That was great.
Oh, yeah. That shit's good. That shit's good.
Look, count back from 100. 99. 98.
Yeah. I don't know what they gave me, but I was flying. I think I was flying faster than warp 6.
Yeah. I don't think anybody gets past 98.
Well, and they made a mistake the first time they sent me in for a colonoscopy because they didn't put me out for it entirely. They just got me high. And so I'm just sitting there talking politics and religion with the people that are putting a camera up my ass.
When I had a colonoscopy, they just gave me a Valium and I still slept through it. I literally slept through it.
Yep. Valium? Oh, Valium's never had that.
For my wisdom teeth and it just made me not care. That's all.
Did you get to take home the movie?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, so it was on VHS, but yes.
Somewhere we have the pictures of Roger's hernia surgery somewhere.
Pictures of your insides all the time.
Yeah, and they sent us the pictures. They were real gross looking, I'm not going to lie. I couldn't tell what was going on, but there was some gooey bit.
I remember asking because I was high as fuck. I'm like, can you show me where the prostate is? Because I had the jelly finger a couple of times before that appointment.
Oh, how funny.
Show me where my button is, Doc. I want to know where my G-spot is.
that probably got real weird. That'd
be funnier
as shit. I don't think you're that flexible.
Oh, please.
Oh, son. My sweet baby child. No, okay, let's see. Big Zebra wanted to say, can we have a cone cat update? Is Orzo doing all right, Felicia? Everybody's worried.
So, yes. We had a fan send me money that's still sitting in my PayPal because I have been very unwell and not able to get him to the vet. And I can't take his cone off because both his eyes are itching. Yeah. So he's doing fine. He's clearly frustrated with the cone. And like we all are, but I work. I'm in basically constant pain now.
Yep.
And so I work. I have to work, otherwise they will cut my insurance.
And you will starve, and you will die.
Yeah, and like I'm working through some pretty intense pain. I'm missing work. Because of there's days when I just like I can't even get out of bed and I get so bad. And I called my doctor because like it kind of went from like really bad, but just like sporadically, to like fucking every day.
Like every stab goddamn you in the
day.
Eye.
Yeah. And like, it's just, it's every goddamn day now. And I called and I was like, hey, should I be worried? And they were like, and the doctor was basically like, has like anything else changed or is it just more of the same? It was like, more of the same. Just like, yes. Yeah. Surgery will help. And I'm like, cool. We're doing that eventually. So like, so I apologize to the fan who sent money to Orzo. He will get to the vet. I just haven't been well enough. And I'm and the days when I am well enough, vets aren't open because it just happens to land on Sundays occasionally. And like I also need to like I have other things that like I'm trying to. It's been a real struggle. So he's fine. His eyes are healthy looking. They're nice and open because I'm not letting him scratch them out.
But they still itch probably. So
yeah, they're itching him really bad. It's really sad. Yeah. But I'm sorry that I can only do so much.
You don't need to apologize.
He's getting love and scratches and care for the eyes as best as I can until I am well enough to take him into the doctor. Cause I'm not kidding you. I'm in pain right now. I know it doesn't look like it, but I am.
Are you guys talking about Orzo?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? I was trying to talk, but I wasn't sure if you guys could hear me on my phone.
I just said
we can hear you fine now, but we just went over how Orzo's doing, so
okay.
We don't really want to rehash that one. So we also had something funny that's going to segue into me talking about something else. Frustrated Atheist gave us a comment earlier. Whoever's doing that, mute your mic. No, don't tell me how to live my life. You're not my real dad. And so it's just funny because that I've decided is what I'm doing on Twitch. I'm going to mute somebody here. I don't know who's doing that. There, okay, it was. Mute. All right. Okay. Whoever's. I can't get anybody to mute. So let's just drag the show to a halt. Thank you, Terrence. I appreciate that. So, okay.
Please
back to my joke.
Please be aware of mic etiquette.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not my real dad, which leads me into my Twitch presence. I decided to start a Twitch channel, guys.
What?
I'm gaming on Twitch now. I'm a fucking sellout. Yay.
Sorry, everyone. I thought I had muted already.
No. Okay. You're good. So as long as you mute after you talk, that'd be great. And also what I've done on there is after my first stream, I was playing Minecraft, right? And because I'm a 40-year-old guy that enjoys playing Minecraft. I get hit up by a whole bunch of young people at like 11 o'clock at night. They're talking about what's up, old man? What's up, old man? And I'm like, oh fuck. But there was this one guy that came into there. And if you're watching me now, that's great. I don't know how you found this, but I'm Mr. Excremento on Twitch because I just decided to embrace the old screen name. Just embrace the old one.
Just you've still got all the logins, just use it.
Yeah, I might as well just fucking go with it because anyway. I've decided to call myself everyone's internet dad. And so because
that's fair enough. Yeah.
There was a guy that came in, or a guy or girl, I don't know what it was. What they were, sorry, not it. People aren't its. And they were talking about how they just moved to a new school and a new high school, and they have been on lockdown because of the pandemic and everything. They've had a hard time making friends, and it was this long situation where this person was telling me essentially that their life is fucking terrible and it's painful. And I'm like, hey, just to make you feel better, I'm 40 and I don't talk to a single person I went to high school with. You know, that's not your world. Don't let anybody tell you that high school is your world. You know,
and it's definitely not the best years of your life.
Yeah, that's another thing that came into it. I'm like, high school is definitely not your best years of your life. They're like, oh, thank God, everybody keeps telling me that. I'm like,
they do. I don't know why. No one actually believes that.
I'm like, if your life, I mean, there are some life,
people who believe that, and
if your life crests at 18 years old, that's 70 years of fucking letdown, man. That is,
yeah.
If you live to United States standards of old age.
No.
Oh my God.
statistically, it's like your 30s, and then your
right now, 40s, man. Living my best life at 40. This shit's crazy.
Yeah. 62 when you're retired.
The reason 40s don't hit is because a lot of people's kids turn teenager in their 40s, and that increases the stress.
Yeah, don't I know it?
But for me, since I'm never having kids, like my 40s are probably going to be like the fucking best.
I've got a kid that's just,
you got easy mode. You're living life on easy.
Yeah,
I've got an 11 year old.
Yeah, I mean,
relatively speaking,
all other things considered. Yeah, there you go.
I also don't have, like, I'm also poor and unwell, so that's neat. There's medicine for my condition, though. It just takes forever to get into. It's fine.
I'm scared of aging at 40. I've read them. I'm at the
hey, silly, you don't need to be scared of hitting 40. It's just like being 20, just longer. That's all it is.
Imagine being 20, but like way smarter.
Smarter about how the world works, and B, your body hurts more. That's
about it. Okay, a little bit. Yeah, getting
up is easy. Right.
Wait till you're 60.
I'm betting ya, my body hurts less in my 40s, just based on certain factors.
Have you thought
it hurts more, but you get used to it.
Is your Dr. Kano, is he just going to rip that part out and be like, fatality, and it's like pulsing in his hand?
No, I am not getting a hysterectomy.
Fuck so, you, vagina, or uterus, sorry.
No, uterus, yeah, I'm not getting uterus removed.
I had a friend of mine, when she got a hysterectomy, asked the doctors if they would put gigantic googly eyes on it and take a picture for her.
The reason I decided against even asking for a hysterectomy is I did some research, and apparently it's virtually non-effective for her endometriosis, which is what I have. So that's neat, huh? I do get to go on a temporary menopause, though, at 31. For 6 months to a year.
Oh, that's boy.
That's pretty sad that a hysterectomy doesn't really eliminate that issue.
The reason
you would think so.
You would think so, but the thing is that, okay, so endometriosis is where the uterine lining, the tissue, endometrium, grows outside of the uterus. Mm-hmm. So it's already out there. It's already outside of it. So the uterus is actually a slight endocrine gland, so it does help with hormone production. It's not as important as the ovaries, which getting those removed is an oophorectomy. So it's not as important as the ovaries, but it does have some hormones.
Oophorectomy?
Oophorectomy.
So yeah. They use the French word for eggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking fascinating.
Just getting the eggs all chopped out.
Oof. I fucking love that word.
So, like, if the endometrium has grown outside of the uterus, removing the uterus doesn't get rid of the extra endometrium. So it doesn't help. That doesn't help to remove it. And you might as well not fuck with the hormones where it's not, like, your hormone production naturally, where it's not necessary. And so it's usually not recommended to do a full hysterectomy. So I'm just not doing that. What the doctor recommended was the surgery to remove the excess endometrium from where it's not supposed to be as best you can surgically. Then new birth control. So that's going to happen while I'm under, getting a new IUD. I know it sounds like graphic, but I don't really care. It's just body stuff. So, like, get over if it's girl stuff. And new IUD. And I don't have to be awake for it this time. So that's neat. And then I will be going on the temporary menopause, which will prevent new regrowth of endometrium and will allow any excess that was missed in surgery to be reabsorbed by my body. So it'll essentially make my surgery effects last much longer, because the surgery is only really effective for 2 to 5 years. So I'm probably going to have to get the surgery again eventually, but if I do the temporary menopause, it'll mean that I can wait longer than 2 to 5 years, probably.
Yeah. My wife, after she had the, uterine lining ablation is what it was. Mm-hmm. Her period came back after about 8 years, 9 years or something like that. It was quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I just want to go nuke the thing from orbit again. I don't want kids anymore.
Right. So mine is just on the outside stuff. Oh, turns out that the temporary menopause does not act as a birth control. You can pregnant. Yeah. You can fucking get pregnant. So but I also won't have periods. So who knows how that works, but doesn't count as birth control.
Your body's on all kinds of, I don't know what the fuck's going on with me right now. Kind of.
Yeah. It's really rough.
That would be terrible. Oh my
right? God.
I'm having hot flashes and I'm also pregnant. Fuck.
Pregnancy and hot flashes. Oh my God.
Well, you stop taking the medicine if you get pregnant. You should really, 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 really not get pregnant if you're taking it. Actually, it's like it's very dangerous if you're in a menopause and get pregnant. Apparently,
I can imagine.
Yeah. Imagine. So, Crapo Zappo, we're going to move off of the medical stuff because some people are getting kind of squeamish about the whole thing. Okay. So moving on, I do have a couple of live stream topics that I wanted to bring up for this week. We have Kenneth Copeland.
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I know some people like have a really hard time with medical stuff in general.
Yeah.
But, I just get kind of defensive because people are like, ew, periods. Like, I don't need that. But medical stuff, I get some people can like, so I don't mean to like be like snotty about it.
So let's see, Kenneth Copeland, you guys know who this guy is. He's the guy that was going to breathe mm-hmm. COVID away, where he's like, I'd command you to leave. And he's like,
yeah. He was doing the COVID blowjob and it didn't work, did it, boys and girls?
A man that is in his 80s and he has fucking brown hair. Quit fucking lying to everybody.
Oh my God.
Just
real bad.
Gracefully gray. Come on.
Doesn't he say that like he doesn't dye his hair? He was blessed by God or some crazy
shit. Yeah, he's one of those.
Fucking liar.
Yeah. 95-year-old Ernest Angley still has jet black hair.
Fucking liar.
It's time.
That's the part.
Oh shit.
I will eat your ass.
Okay, but like there's a religious, my old church had this religious school that got closed because of the pandemic. So no more kids are going to be enrolled in it. They're going to use it as like an extension of the church. But my friend who is gay dyed his hair like a burgundy maroon. It was like how Felicia had it like a few months back, that maroonish purplish that color.
Fabulous phoenix mm-hmm. hair that she had going
yeah,
on.
It was yeah. that color. So he dyed it that color and they told him to go home. He couldn't have it that color. And he's all like, none of these teachers have natural hair colors. We all know they're all gray.
the owner of the company I work for hates all things fun. She hates beards. And so, what? Like beards. So she's a very traditional.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, Mormon Utah.
Nomophobia.
Yeah, and so she hates beards.
Even though Jesus had one, and she's okay looking at that picture every fucking day.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's great.
So like they weren't allowed for a long time. Finally, she got talked into it, and at some point, I know they're going to give up the ghost on hair color. And the second they goddamn do, if the Rona is taken care of, I am going full mermaid color. Like, I'm going full, like, color. Like, you can't stop me anymore. I've never had a problem with my natural brown. Like, I always liked it, actually. But, like, I don't know. I just, like, I got it in my head that I wanted to go full color. And, like, I haven't stopped thinking about it. So I'm going to go full color as soon as I can, like, not get fired over it.
In my high school days, when I had this hair, you know, this hair up here that was grown long out to my shoulders that I did in spider legs because I fucking listened to ICP way too much.
I gotta see a picture.
Nope, that's never gonna fucking happen.
No,
but
we don't need to do that.
You were one of those ICP kids, X, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm still a juggalo. Are you kidding me? I brought up Riddlebox the other day and I was rapping every word of that album. Still got it.
No.
Someone in our comments tonight left us a comment about how there was like 8-track porn back in the days where like people would, it was audio porn on eight tracks.
Yes. That sounds so not sexy to me. Like,
and it's not.
Like, is it just like wop, wop, wop? Like,
not like, only
that. Oh no, my bra's falling off. Well, what do you think of these tits? And it's just like.
They also did penthouse letters on eight track tapes.
Oh my God.
I don't need that.
I'm going to get back to the topic I was talking about. Let me finish that up real quick. So I had longer hair at the time, and I did the Clark Kent thing where I kept the normal hair color, but I dyed it blue over my normal hair color. And so like only with light, you would be able to see the blue tint. And so it was
really clever.
But anyway, so back to the eight track porn that we're talking about here, somebody sent this to us. The real topic, of course. They sent this to me and like, hey, I think X might understand where one of his favorite songs came from. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I started listening to it, and it's the background thing that they have in ICP's track from Tunnel of Love called Cotton Candy, where it's a song about Violent J liking to eat pussy. And I'm cool with that. It's like, we needed more songs like that back in the days.
I mean, like, please encourage that.
Hey, cotton candy don't get wet until it's in your mouth, you know. And I mean, so like it was this
support so far.
No, that's the great, like, and the funny thing is like as they've gone along as a group, ICP has become more and more inclusive over the years. Like they still say, they said some horrible shit back then, but they're trying to make up for it now. Like they have an anti-suicide song that just came up on my iPad when I was not even paying attention to it the other day. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I've never heard this before. It's like, hey, people will be sad if you're not here. It was like the whole message of the song. And I'm like, holy shit. But like Violent J's kid is a furry, you know? And so he's made music or, you know, advocated for the furry community. He's like, hey, these people have each other's backs. That's fucking great.
And they know how to get rid of fascists.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I love them.
They also pay very well for commissions.
Yes, they do.
That's awesome. I love to hear that.
You're an artist, Felicia. If you need extra cash, always. If you need
furries desperate will pay cash, a lot of money.
Yes, they will.
I do, and I think I could do that. Like I'm just pretty sure I could do snouts. Anthropomorphic animals.
Yep.
Practice snouts and pop heads now because that's a lot.
But like I've been doing snouts kicks. Forever because
That's easy.
I like lions, and like so, it's essentially the same. It's just how wide or thin. Actually, I did a really, really cool piece. It was a protest sign about Negros Marapacos. It was a dog, and he's really good. He was a really good boy. He passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. But he was a street dog, and in Brazil. And he sided with the protesters against the police. Like nobody taught him to do this. He just did it. And like he was a very good boy.
Good boy.
He's such a good boy. And his name translates to black cop killer. That's YouTube's gonna demonetize this. That's just what his name was.
He didn't
actually kill any cops, by the way.
Felicia, you weren't here last week, but we've gone beyond the pale. We no longer care whether or not we get monetization from YouTube.
Hey, camera, I'm here. There we go.
To the point where it's like, I'm not even clicking the, you know, the
chain. Oh, you're not even
I'm not even fucking trying anymore. I'm leaving monetization off.
Good.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and
what sucks is that we don't get promoted as much. But at the same time, I feel like I'm not trying to play their game, you know?
Well, anything that did get monetized got...
Sorry, Anwen, what was that?
If YouTube keeps shoving in like a dozen ads per clip, then what's the point?
Yeah, that's the main reason I did it, is that like on a 10-minute video, people got like 5 advertisements.
Are you fucking kidding me? No one wants that.
No, and just not. They decided to auto-insert mid-roll ads into people's videos, and you had to opt out of it. And even if you opt out, it's not 100% sure. So I just decided to leave everything unmonetized. So
there we go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, this would just be like a good pitch for like Patreon support then. I mean... We're going to be here, but like, if you want to support the show, we're not taking ad dollars. We're just fucking done apparently. And I'm so glad about that.
Well, as soon as there's a platform, that's not YouTube and gets as many eyes on it, I'm fucking there.
Yeah. If you want to support us on Patreon, that would be very much appreciated. We would love it. And it does all go to the show. It absolutely just does.
Yeah.
Anyway, Negro Matapacos, go look up a thread on Twitter. I fact checked it. It's totally legit. It's from the Respectable Lawyer. They have this wonderful Twitter thread. You can search Negro Matapacos. And anyway, great, great little like uplifting thread about this very good boy. I've actually like worked on snouts and stuff because of other art I was interested in. So like maybe that's a revenue I should
start. Yeah, just start just posting a bit more Anthor stuff and then start picking up. Because I'm still trying to do a bit more of a following. And once they latch on to you, you're good.
Where would I post that?
Instagram, Twitter, as long as you use the tags for DeviantArt. DeviantArt, actually, a lot of people are leaving from because they did a big update no one likes anymore. So they left.
Is Fur Affinity still a thing?
Twitter. Yes, Fur Affinity is still a thing.
Okay.
Fur Affinity.
And if you want to do the Nasty Nessie, E21. I think it's E621.
That's not really my scene, I don't think. I'm really in support of it.
Art still kind of makes me uncomfortable, but
it's not money. Like it makes me uncomfortable. It's just that like my sexual art doesn't translate that way. Mine's always been very I dance. I do exotic dance. That's where I live. Like I just my artwork, my drawings, my paintings, when they're sexual, they don't go that way. I actually could get into that.
For the couple of comments that we got out there, Andy Hayes says, what about BitChute? Is that any good? I had stuff going up on BitChute for quite a while and I stopped because that is like the parlor compared to Twitter where it's where all the right-wing chuds go because they can't be platformed on YouTube anymore. And so I'm like, don't want to be on this platform anymore. And Frustrated Atheist wants to say, if I created an OnlyFans where you see X sitting naked on a beanbag chair eating Cheerios. You don't have to pay me more for that. I'm eating keto right now, and so I haven't had like any kind of carbohydrates for a while. So it's like fucking miss a bowl of cereal.
Cheerios, come on, man. Why don't you just have me Chex Party Mix?
I am stress eating. I get sad because I'm hurting, and then I'm like, I just start shoving food in my face, and then I'm not being very active because I'm hurting. I have gained. It's not much, but like I have noticed that I gained a little bit of weight. It's not much though, but
I hate to blow your fantasy, X, but he actually said Cheetos, not Cheerios.
Oh, Cheetos. Oh, Cheetos, not Cheerios. Fuck, I read it wrong.
Sorry. By the way, jalapeno Cheetos are superior to Flamin' Hot.
Flamin' Hot Limon.
Okay, Flamin' Hot brand anything is garbage. I'm sorry. People like to defend the Flaming Hot. Mm-hmm. However,
pretty much garbage. But
Takis Fuego, that flavor on anything is superior.
It is. Yes.
I haven't had Takis.
Those are because good. Okay,
they're good.
If you don't like Takis, if you don't want to do the whole corn chip thing, the same brand makes a popcorn that they put the Fuego flavor on. And God, it's good. Like I ate a whole bag of popcorn in one sitting one time because I'm like, this is so good.
Oh, I've been on like a corn celebration lately, like just like
corn celebration.
Yeah, like I'm kind of like all about corn lately. Like I love polenta and like tortillas and popcorn's not usually my jam, but Roger makes good popcorn. But like corn based things, corn like succotash is great. I mean, I'm saying like I haven't been cooking very much.
God, I miss lima beans, man. I love.
My succotash is with zucchini, not lima beans, because I don't like beans. But
I love beans. That's my problem. I like beans too much. That's the problem.
I can still remember the popcorn back home. where they would put Old Bay seasoning on the popcorn.
Hell yeah, that's Old good. Bay.
Yeah, love I don't that. Fuck around when it comes to like homemade popcorn. I'll put garlic powder, paprika. I'll put all sorts of shit on that. It's you so
get
good.
That homemade popcorn, get the Act Two stuff.
Oh, no, yes. Not Act Two. No, I'm talking about greasy ass bacon grease cooked popcorn.
Ooh, tough, dirty daddy.
And I'm talking about a lot more grease than you really need to pop that popcorn so it gets good and bacony.
Oh, absolutely. Like, what?
Ain't nothing wrong with bacon.
You don't make popcorn. You don't make popcorn to be healthy. That's just not.
I mean, it's.
I used to, where I would put popcorn kernels in a brown bag and air pop it in the microwave.
Oh, no. Aww.
Just blasphemy.
That is a sad fucking snack right there, let me tell you. Right.
When I was backpacking around Europe, popcorn got me more free meals than anything else.
That's awesome.
I could pick up a bag for like 79 pence. I would go to the backpackers hostel. Somebody had always left butter in the fridge for other people to use, so I would make up popcorn and guaranteed, usually Americans, but not always, people would walk going through like, oh, popcorn. I haven't had popcorn in so long. Can I swap like lasagna, pasta,
bolognese? Nice.
Some of your popcorn. Like, yeah, sure.
That's so like funny.
10 cents worth of popcorn, I'd get a full meal.
Yeah. I learned a fun fact. So Italians, like one of their main staple dishes is polenta, which is a corn-based dish, right?
Yeah.
But, I've never had polenta myself.
Really? Oh, it's delicious. You should try it. It's kind of difficult to make. You can make it pre-made.
All I know is that it was a Curb Your Enthusiasm like avenue for jokes one time. Have you tried the polenta? It's great. He's like, no, I don't want to have the. Never mind.
It's another excuse. It's another Parmigiano Reggiano delivery system, is what it is.
Basically,
like risotto is a Parmigiano Reggiano right. delivery system.
Yeah, on its own, it's essentially a flavor black hole. You can add so much to it and it doesn't, you add way more seasoning than you could even imagine.
I'm going to chime so in good, only because AJS1031 says, does no one remember the days of putting popcorn, putting some oil in a pan, heating it up, dropping popcorn kernels in the oil, adding a cover and shaking it until it stopped popping?
That's the kind of popcorn I make. Popcorn I make.
Yeah, that's what Roger makes.
Fuck your whirly pop. You just you shake that fucking pan up the whole time that you're doing it.
Yeah, do it right or don't do it at all.
I would take the camera off the stand here and show you the goddamn popcorn maker I have over here. I have one of the like a cotton candy machine. I have one of those down here, and I got a popcorn machine.
But anyway,
use a wok.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's another way to make it.
Fly everywhere, man.
But you put the lid on. You put a lid on.
Wait, they have lids for woks?
Yes, they do.
What kind of sheep ass wok do you have?
So Italians didn't have corn until colonialism, right? Until Europeans got to the Americas, they didn't have corn. So they were making polenta with like grains. And apparently what just happened is they got corn and were like, oh, no, this is much better. And just stopped making it with grain. It is not made with grain anymore. I mean, to be fair, the corn is delicious.
Wait, this got censored on YouTube. I love hot and blank, 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 blank. Why? Hot and four letters with a Y at the end of it. Is it pussy? Hot and pussy? Or no?
Hot
no?
and pussy.
No, that doesn't make sense. But it also needs to have good flavor. Hot for the sake of hot is overrated. Oh, spicy, I think is what they're trying to say.
Oh.
Why the fuck did it edit spicy?
What? I don't know. Typo?
It's too ethnic.
Hang on. Because without the Y, what is spicy?
Oh, yes. No. Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Y makes it a different word. God damn it. Oh, fucking technology, man.
Cool.
Yeah. You folks are talking about Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, and it just brought memories of the last meal I had with my dad. And I took him to Musso and Frank Grill in Hollywood, where they made the original fettuccine Alfredo.
that was given to them by, the movie stars, Mary Pickford.
Yeah, fettuccine Alfredo is another Parmigiano Reggiano dish.
And they just mixed it the way they brought the fettuccine to the table on a silver plate. Butter, they just chopped up the butter
and
they
just
did the fresh. They tossed it, but they tossed the fresh grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese on it. No cream on it, though.
Right. That's right. The traditional way. They use pasta water and butter.
Yep.
And then they Parmigiano Reggiano. Yeah, I'm going to make it that way one of these days.
That's the way.
I make a lot of things that way, though.
But that was the last dish that my dad and I had. And Dad had lamb kidneys with it. So when you started bringing that, when you started speaking about that, oh, man, that just brought back, it brought back some good memories with Dad. Thanks, guys.
I'm glad we could help.
That's a nice memory.
I don't have a ton of good dad memories.
I have a lot of really good Parmigiano Reggiano memories, though. Then again, it's a staple in my house. When we were both unemployed and so broke that we... Sorry. I couldn't hear it.
No, it's fine.
When we were so broke, like, we couldn't afford much of anything, I wouldn't let cheap Parmesan in the house. Like, we just went without Parmesan because I was like,
it's not the same. Yeah. You don't want that sawdust laden bullshit in here.
You don't want the stuff from Kraft.
I will allow like Velveeta into the house. The green can is banned. It is banned. Yeah. It is a lie. It is an excuse for salt. It is not Parm.
Alicia, I think your cheese snob is rubbing off on me because I made a casserole that required Parmesan, so I got the shaved, not the Kraft. I got the shaved Parmesan.
Like,
oh my God, Alicia was right.
I'm telling you, it makes all the difference.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheese is like, people, like, a lot of Americans think, like, cheese is just salty and kind of chewy. Like, they don't realize cheese that, like,
product.
Product. They're not used to, like, they're not aware of, like, cheese having, like, this incredible variety and aromas that can, like, really bring a dish to life.
All the different kinds of cheeses.
Yeah.
My favorite would have to be provolone and Swiss. I'm not really a big fan of Parmesan.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll eat Parmesan, but it's not my favorite.
Parmesan.
She's going to give you homework now.
Parmigiano Reggiano. There is a difference. Now, are you talking like they labeled it Parmesan, or are you going to a specialty cheese section and asking for Parmigiano Reggiano? Because I'm telling you, It's so you sit there, you sat there and told me provolone and Swiss. That's not a category for me. Like, those are just like broad swaths. Swiss isn't even a single style in my mind. Like, that's how specific my mind goes. Provolone can come in a wide variety of flavors just based on if it's aged or not. So go to a grocery store that has a specialty cheese section and ask somebody to show you Parmigiano Reggiano. It'll change your goddamn life.
Oh, I didn't know that there's a difference by
name. Yeah.
I thought it was by name.
No. Okay.
The actual Parmigiano Reggiano from the place in Italy.
To the Parma or Emilia region, which is what it's named after. It has to come from either of those two regions. It has to be made. It is so careful, like, it is so specific in how it's made that the recipe is virtually unchanged for the last 5,000 years. And there is a government agency called the Consortium, which goes and checks every single wheel to see if it can qualify as a Parmigiano Reggiano.
It's a goddamn Italian national treasure. It is
seriously, like, it is a very, very specific cheese. It's not just
such a good cheese, too.
Yeah. You're the cheese expert. I'll take your word for it.
And it pretty much never goes bad.
Yeah, it's such a hard cheese. There's nothing to go bad in there.
The other one I like is Maytag blue cheese.
Maytag's good. Maytag's like a solid
blue. Put it on water crackers and I surrender.
If you like Maytag, if you can ever check it out, do you have a pen and paper to write this down?
I'm grabbing one right now.
Okay.
I was going to say, weren't we talking about Kenneth Copeland?
We were about 30 minutes ago, but you know, okay.
So,
how can we get
I've already deleted it from the show notes. I'm like, yeah, we're not getting into this.
Roth? I'm sorry, Felicia, you were saying?
Yes, Roth, as in R O T H, just Roth.
Romeo, Oscar, Tango, Hotel. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Buttermilk Blue. If you can find it, it's pretty common. It's not super rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buttermilk Blue.
Well, I'm going to take a look for it. Thank you, doll. Thank you.
As Bicycle Egg said, Gouda for me. I may be biased. My father was Dutch.
Rembrandt Gouda.
And I'm just a fan of any kind of smoked Gouda too. I fucking love that stuff.
It really depends. For me, it really depends. But
I've had some that's way, way too smoky.
It's because they used liquid smoke.
Yeah, they didn't use actual smoke.
my dad would get really angry if he heard people say Gouda though.
Yeah,
Dutch pronunciation.
I can be that guy.
Gouda,
you know.
Yeah, Gouda. Yeah.
I don't. Okay, you're fucked if one way and you're fucked the other way. It's like. Okay, if you say Gouda, people are like, oh, that's not how it's said. But if you say Gouda, people are like, you fucking cleft palate asshole. How dare you try to use the you cleft asshole son of a bitch? How dare you try to put, you know, some sort of...
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you try to class up cheese? It's just cheese.
It's the one correct pronunciation I don't do. Because if I say Gouda, people will be like, huh?
What?
I'll have like people who think they know cheese and they'll be like, do you have any Gouda? And I'm like, yeah, right over here. I call it Gouda just because most people don't know the Gouda pronunciation. And like,
it's just because he was Dutch, you know,
right?
Gouda with a hard G.
Cupcake chaos.
It's an Americanization. The correct pronunciation, Celia, is Gouda.
I didn't even know that it was Dutch.
Andy Hayes says Tillamook cheese is my favorite. And
Tillamook is a brand. It's fine. I love Tillamook.
It's fine. Their white cheddar is actually pretty delectable.
I've been to their dairy factory a number of times, and their dairy products are amazing.
I think they're fine. Oh my gosh. There is so much better, you guys. Okay. So Tillamook is fine for like an everyday or like a simple snacker. But the problem is that it is mass produced. So what they do is they homogenize the milk. That's not pasteurizing. Pasteurizing is a different thing. They homogenize the milk, meaning they source the milk.
They blend everything together.
A huge amount of sources. They use 5 different cows. And so they blend all that milk together. And instead of like developing the natural flavors from the regions that they're getting or from the cows,
they get it from different state, different areas. They're balancing all
of the flavors to a neutral, which essentially just makes it kind of boring.
Yeah.
So like, it's not bad. I'm not going to sit here and tell you like it's not yummy because Tillamook's like my go-to basic cheese. But it's if that's your favorite, I have a world for you. Like, I have a whole new world.
Don't you dare.
Now you're making me hungry and Walmart's closed and I can't get those Parmesan chips that I like so much because they're delicious.
Yeah, I make those. I also make my own mozzarella. So.
I have to ask, Felicia, did you ever indulge in cheese cam?
Cheese cam?
You don't know what cheese cam is? A collective of French, German, and Italian cheesemakers, and they have cameras in their cheese aging rooms, and you can watch cheese age in real time.
Felicia, the opportunity.
Is this on BBC Four? I have to ask that.
I didn't know it was a thing. I've been to some real amazing cheese caves in my time, like some real like.
Okay.
Wow.
And to get to the comment I meant to get to, but I've read the other ones first about Tillamook. Cupcake Chaos, and they're wondering why this didn't set you off. And there's a reason I let things sit out there for a minute to see if people are just trying to get attention. It says, sliced American is best and ducks in covers. That's not cheese.
Like,
I mean, it
like, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of stick. It's flavored plastic.
It says dairy product on the package.
Actually, that's not true. There are some that technically are 51% cheese. These are going to
okay,
be
okay, and I'm not going to shit on it. You like what you grew up with. It's like eating Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I don't say that there's no place for American cheese. Kraft slices are like the worst of it, though. You can do better. It's not the best. It's just no, not.
Okay, sometimes you need
garbage. You're gonna mess with my levels. This is gonna be a thing.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of garbage in your life. And
I mean, you do. Okay, I don't want to. So. I don't want to, like, you know, like, your trash is your trash, and like
live yeah. Your best so life. now that we're at the end here, we need to let everybody go here in a minute. What's the kind of thing that you enjoy that's trash? I should ask.
The movie Maleficent.
What?
The movie Maleficent.
Angelina
Jolie.
I actually really enjoyed that movie.
That was a good movie.
I agree.
Because I like how she calls the little girl Beastie.
I own both of them.
It was very well done.
I call Roger my Beastie.
that's actually kind of adorable.
I know it is.
I already said mine. Fucking ICP.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trash.
I've gotten really into. Have you got webtoons? It's like an app. Mm-hmm. I've gotten really into it. So like some trashy webcomics. like a lot of them are real gay, and I'm loving that.
I mean, as long as you're not going to say you like are starting to read Stone Toss or anything like that, I'm okay.
God, no, I'm not a fash. I did accidentally find a fascist comic on there, though. Like, I'm like straight up fascist. Oh no.
I know what that feels like, because there was a furry artist that I enjoyed for quite a while that was making this really good comic. And like, I started reading the blogs underneath the comic, and I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Who are you? No, I can't support you anymore. I really like this comic, but no.
You also got to realize there's one person that has made a rebel flag fursuit. Like, the fur pattern is a rebel flag.
I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence!
That's appropriately.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it, but it was very impressive that they were able to do it.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
No.
The music's bad and you should feel bad.
I'm just going to drop everything.
I'm telling you, Felicia, you're going to get a big following if you go to the furry artist route.
Yeah, I should check that out.
I'm poor.
Hang on. I want you to say the term rebel flag fursuit again. I want to hear that again.
Rebel flag fursuit.
Yeah, it didn't.
But yeah, Felicia, I'm stuck drawing Showbiz Pizza animatronics because no one liked.
Showbiz Pizza? Holy shit.
Yeah, because no one, when I was in the Ghostbusters fandom, no one cared about my art. But as soon as I start drawing those pizza robots, everybody started following me commissions.
Oh, well, there we go.
Pizza.
But the creator doesn't like you doing commissions of his characters because he's very protective of world.
Cool.
He's also whack shit crazy.
I love that meme.
But he's also the inventor of whack-a-mole too, so there's that also.
That's the guy's dancing with the casket.
Yeah. I'm like, oh wait, you're protective of your own like personal like your own intellectual property. Yeah, let's see how well that works for you.
I cannot go into the entire reason why. You just look at the history of Showbiz Pizza and Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm opposed to the concept of intellectual property, so...
Oh, no, he's very, very protective.
Well, and Chuck E. Cheese was developed by fucking Nolan Bushnell, the guy that created Atari, so fuck him, yeah. You know?
Well, so...
Okay, so it was because Nolan Bushnell was getting big and popular with Chuck E. Cheese, and then Aaron Fechter, the creator of Rocket Fire Explosion, Showbiz Pizza, and Whack-A-Mole,
I love
was this. Getting big with... He was a robot prodigy. So he was getting big with he was getting big with showbiz. So Nolan's all like, okay, why not we merge? And Aaron's just all like, wait a minute, no, we cannot merge because this is my baby. I made this.
There's
this is
a my whole empire. YouTube video.
So he can't. So what Nolan said was, okay, you know what? I will take your stores. I will take your bots. I will put my cosmetics of my characters over your bots, and you can go back to your warehouse in Florida.
A self-perpetuating autocracy.
And he has been batshit crazy since. He has not recovered since then.
I'm going to... Yeah, I got it. I'm going to send... Sorry about that, if you could hear it. I don't think you could. a link to X to put in show notes and stuff that has the full story of Chuck E. Cheese and all this, because we don't have time.
It is a big ass story. That's why I said I could not get into it. That was just a rough summary.
I could not
get into that because it was a big ass story about it.
Yeah.
And he has not recovered. He has a YouTube channel where he's still trying to get back to where it's called The Rockifier, all one word. And he's still trying to get back into stuff. And it's so wackadoodle. Like, they're Trump supporters now. I'm like, Billy Bob did not deserve that to be a Trump supporter. But Aaron's a mess. Aaron is a whole mess. He's very interesting. We call him Aaron when he acts up because he tried to catch a court case with a 13-year-old. Yeah, he's that kind of a mess.
Not a motherfucking bitch. Oh, shit.
All right.
That's a cap. Guys, we got to run to do the regular show. So thank you all for joining us on the live stream. It's been fun. I fucking love doing this every week. This has really brought my mind off of doing all the other shit that's been going on this week. We need to take a pee break, and we're going to be back to do the regular show here in a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and send everybody to the we'll see you next week thing. Unless you're actually a patron, then you get to sit around and enjoy us for the rest of the show.
Parm, Rez, or bust.
Parm, Rez, or bust. And then...
Nothing makes sense here, man. The only thing that does make sense is that nothing makes sense.